Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your nurturing and caregiving couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 11th, 2013.
And this is episode 94.
Hi, Jay.
What is going on, Boo-boo the fool.
So, this is my hand puppet that Jay and I got from IKEA at Nerdtacular 2012.
No. 2009.
It was. That wasn't our first year, was it?
Yeah, because we weren't married yet.
Oh, 2000 and holy shnikes.
Yeah.
Were we even engaged then? We weren't even engaged then, were we? It could have been 2008, so I'm going to say 2009.
I don't know.
So those of you all who can't see, but this is my hand puppet, Boo Boo the Fool.
Boo Boo the Fool.
Boo-boo
he the actually fool. Had another name. It's on his tail or something like that.
Yeah, it's... You know IKEA, they give weird Swedish names to the littlest stuff.
Oh, that's you're offending our Swedish people already.
I said IKEA. And undo.
Isn't Mashup Man from Sweden?
What's it going to do with anything?
You know, you're offending him.
I'm not offending anybody.
Because you know.
It is called Klapperlentlig.
Klapperlentlig.
Klapperlentlig. I'm going to look it up and see what it means.
So good afternoon, good morning, and good evening.
Good evening. Oh, Sam Nitrous is eating pizza.
Right now.
We had pizza as well.
We did.
Our splurge day today. So.
And want to say, what is going on to our chat room?
I was going to get to that.
Go ahead. Bam.
Hi, chat room. In our chat room today, we have Seminatrix, Hondo, Everstudious, and Malinor.
Yeah. And we have a few more people watching.
Hi, unnamed people. Who don't want to make an account. I understand.
Yep. Because, you know, some people think I'm not calling out people, handle that, want them to know their Facebook information. That goes back to a couple of months ago when he didn't realize he could make a separate account. So, So this is week 32 of our weight loss, episode 94. I don't know. I lost it for a second. So I was just going along. You're supposed to just roll with me. Roll with me, baby.
I guess that's part of being a good partner is to roll with them.
Roll with me, baby.
Anyway, we had pizza tonight. We had Pizza Hut because they have these little slider pizzas that, I mean, they're still not great for you. They're like $260 a piece. And I had three because it's my splurge day. What? But they were really good. But Pizza Hut's my favorite. It's not Jay's favorite, but.
Well,
he was very nice to me. And
I don't
let
mind
me get my
Pizza
favorite.
Hut. And plus, it was on your favorite crust.
Oh, my gosh. A little greasy pan. Oh, no. Okay. It's greasy, but it tastes more buttery to me.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. I prefer Domino's pizza personally, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I mean, it's all good.
It's all good. I am hyper today.
Yeah, I am too.
I haven't had any sugar yet.
You haven't had any sugar yet? I gave you some when you came home.
All right.
So let's go ahead and jump right on into the. God dog it. Why do I. You know what? I really need a board. Can I get a new mixer?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Too bad that wasn't on my stars list.
The weekend wrap up.
All right. So
we're
this
missing
past...
everything up today. So you might as well just go home now. We're done.
No, don't go home. Don't go home. So this weekend was a pure lazy weekend. We went out one time this weekend.
Well, you know, it's becoming a pattern, this not going out thing.
No, that's not true. The weekend before that, we was out for Super Bowl and everything else.
I really don't like to go out, and I'll talk more about this later, but now I have a reason. I have an excuse.
You have an excuse now for you not to go out.
Well, it's not so I don't have to go out, but I feel justified in not going out. Does that sound better?
So this weekend, man, we played a lot VG games.
Do you know what, guys? I'm going to tell you something. I love video games.
Yes.
Freaking adore video games.
Yep, yep. So on this weekend, I finished the area in BioShock. Everybody be amazed because I didn't get freaked out.
Yay. I also finished the first area in BioShock.
Which one? You went through the submarine too?
Oh, that's in the first area.
Yeah.
I haven't finished.
So you finished the hospital, and I just went through the submarine.
That's right. You did get further than me.
Yep. So I'm a little bit ahead of Renee. And then also on Saturday, we spent all day after we ate breakfast. Then we stopped for lunch and a little bit of dinner. But we played Borderlands 2 all day long.
All day long. Like, we literally played so much Borderlands, and I had an amazing time.
Yep.
We're actually trying to get to Tiny Tina. We didn't see hi to her, Tiny Tina, yet.
Yep, yep.
But we're trying to get there.
Yep.
But it was so much fun, and I cannot wait to play more with Jay.
Yep. And then on Sunday, we played WoW. We did some more referrer friending.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple of on Friday. Oh, back up. On Friday, we went from level 50 to 72 on our Earthen Ring tunes.
It's crazy.
No. Yeah. And then on Sunday on our other tunes that we playing. That are an alliance, we went from, I can't remember what level, but
I can't remember either.
All I know, playing in a different battle group that you're not used to, that's a little bit younger, and I don't know if it has to be that you're on the alliance, we're on the alliance side, but the tanks are a little bit not
competent is a nice way of putting it.
And so, because of this frustration, I decided to make my monk a tank, and I'm doing fine, but I swear I don't know what's going on with the tanks. So, I was queuing up heals and tank, then I would go in as a heal, and then I would have these horrible, horrible, horrible tanks,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd say, you know what, I'm not queuing up as heals anymore, I'm just going to tank, because I'd just rather do that. And the challenging side on this server that we're playing on, even though we're playing on a server, we don't have any characters on.
Right.
Right? And so we don't have any funding characters because we're doing Refer a Friend on there as well.
And who loves this?
Renee loves this. But you have to admit that leveling Refer a Friend and not on a new server is harder. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it's harder, but I like it.
But you know, but thanks to Blizzard and engineers in Blizzard for making the Blingatron 9000, whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
because you get your daily from there, and if you happen to catch it on that tune, you can get an item that could sell for like 250 gold. So
yeah, I got an item that sold for 200 gold, so I'm in the money.
So she's in the money. So yeah, and then after we did a little bit of WoW, had lunch and everything, and what did you do after that?
Then I decided to play some Ni No Kuni.
Yep.
This is the game we got a few weeks ago. Japanese RPG. I am really liking it. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got into the battle more now, so I'm not, getting my butt kicked.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I'm enjoying it a lot. The story is still super cute. And Jay was like, there's more talking. And I was like, yep, more talking. because that's how Japanese RPGs are. They're mostly talking.
No, I said, I noticed that they're not talking as much anymore.
Oh, I thought you said that.
No, I was saying.
Oh, they're still talking a lot.
And, don't worry, people. If you look down to check your tweet deck, that wasn't you. That was me. So that was pretty much our weekend wrap up, and we're going to go ahead and jump right into a little bit of
technology.
So Renee,
this is old news. I hate when old news happens tonight.
And it's right after
and everybody's already talked about it.
All
right,
so go ahead.
We have not
talked about it on, but well, by proxy, you talked about it on Grumpy Old Men.
This is true.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about it here.
All right.
There's a rumor that the new Xbox will require a constant internet connection and that you won't be able to play used games on it. So this is the rumor that I'm sure a lot of people have heard of.
It's about the Xbox 720.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, well, we'll be getting that because I don't buy a lot of used games, mm-hmm. but I want to be able to play used games because if I want to buy one, I can't do it anymore. Some people say that they're going to sell codes for used games.
Right.
Thing, but I don't know. I don't know if they go this far.
Right.
It sounds like they would, but mm-hmm. I don't know. And because of this, GameStop's stock slid 3%. Or was it 7%? It was one of those.
Yeah.
Like, just from the announcement.
It was pretty drastic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, because that is like, I think it's like 60 to 70% of their profit.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 48% of their gross profits and 28% of overall sales.
Man.
So if they aren't able, so if used games go the way of the dodo, they're mm-hmm. going to lose a lot of money. I hope they had a plan for that because they should have known that was kind of coming a little bit.
But. Well, I mean, you have to admit, GameStop, they have been trying to do the online, you know, competitor to Steam,
right.
you know, which Steam has locked down pretty hardcore. And they have been trying to, I can't remember the name of their servers. I don't even know if it's still out there, but they did try to have you be able to buy games from GameStop and you be right. able to download mm-hmm. it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but,
I believe that's still there.
And all I know, when I saw it, I was like, no. Because, I mean, it took a long time for me to even get comfortable with Amazon. And the reason with Amazon is because, those guys actually, you know, they do some of their stuff, activation through Steam or through EA is how they do their activation. So there's only a few companies that I particularly like to buy from. We were doing Green Man Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're in the UK, no offense to anyone over there, and the surcharge that they charge, even though I'm told that if I use PayPal, I can get over that that surcharge.
Mm-hmm.
We have too much trouble because one of our credit card companies end up blocking the payment because it's overseas.
Right.
Like I have trouble getting Minecraft sometimes for my son, so I still got to work on that right now. So. Well, I don't have to right now, but that's one of the things he's been asking for that I've been thinking about getting. And then also an announcement came up last week about a new app that has been a great buzz about.
I mean, and look, it's another email app.
Right. So it's an app called Mailbox. And what this app does, because they did a study or whatever, or they say a lot of people do tasks out of their email. And I think this is the same company that did another like task to do.
Oh yeah, they did a app that, and it wasn't going so well.
Like it wasn't Newbie.
No.
Newbie 2. Newbie 2.
I don't know.
But anyway, they took that app and they redid it. And so basically, it's an email app, and what it allows you to do, it allows you to manage your task by your email. So like if I get an email that is something that I have to do by, you know, the end of the week, when I go to that email, I'll be able to slide an email or something like that. And it'll pop up a window that says, due today, next week, or whenever. And then you put, you know, end of week.
Right.
And what it does is just categorizes everything. You get push notifications on stuff that's due. And so, I mean, I think it'd be something beneficial to me in my personal email because
mm-hmm.
I actually do tasks out of my email.
Right.
Even at work because I use the follow-up system in Outlook a lot. Because, I mean, so much email comes in and I just base all of my, you know, work off of that. And what about you? I mean,
I would like to actually, I would like to be more organized than I am. But I think this is a good idea because a lot of things are coming to my email that say, oh, I have to remember to do this.
Right. And then you better put it down and say, okay, I need to, you know, I need to do this later today.
Right.
I need to do it next week.
Yeah. And I actually got my email boxed down to one email. I'm so proud of myself.
I can do that pretty quick.
Well, I actually look at all my emails.
Which I do regularly. See, I don't. See, that's your problem. You want to look at every email.
No. That's not a problem.
Yep.
Why do you call that a problem?
Because I don't need to look at every living social email that comes in or every recipe that comes
Why
in.
Why not? It could be an awesome one. And then, but I and file then you lose
it.
Out.
I just file it.
If you file it, do you? How often do you go back and look at it?
Plenty. I go through, like when I'm trying to figure out to eat, I go to my all recipes folder and I scroll through there and I read the titles.
But if I'm looking for something to eat, do you know what? I go to my recipes folder already because the ones that I was interested in are already in there.
That's cool. But I keep them all because I think I like having options. So that's the tech for this past week.
It is the tech.
Is that it? That was it?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have much to talk about, but we have a lot of other things to talk about.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So this past week in media, we were supposed to watch Outsourced.
We were.
And let me tell you what happened with Outsourced. We were going to watch Outsourced while we were playing WoW.
We were.
But instead, because I had got the Hamlet movie from the library that had Jon Stewart in it.
Right.
Not the one where he played...
No, not Jon Stewart, uncle, Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Not the one that's like 2 hours long. But come to find out, this one was 4 hours long.
It is a long
I mean, it was an on-stage production. I didn't look at the runtime on the back. And I think about 3.5 hours in, I think we finally said, how long is this doggone movie?
Yeah, we were like, is this ever going to end?
So that kind of trumped our movie time that we're going to head cut out for Outsourced.
So tell me about it. What do you think about Hamlet?
It was fine. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I think sometimes I think about going to a Shakespeare play during that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have intermission back then.
Well, do we know this?
From what I understand, intermission was... I don't think they had intermission during the Shakespearean time. Shakespearean time.
I love how we're just looking.
Right. So
at Google for this. This makes great radio.
It does.
By the way.
So I'm trying to remember the plays of William Shakespeare were originally intended for theater performance without intervals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't have intervals. So they were there for like 4 hours.
Right.
In one place.
Right. So
I mean, they didn't even get to play WoW. They had to sit on, and back then the seats were stone, I think. Were pretty stone?
Probably.
Or they felt like stone.
Or they were wood.
Or they would.
Well, they didn't have cushion seats. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I'm assuming they didn't.
Yeah, so.
I guess we're talking about these people like they're barbarians and stuff like that. You know, they probably had cushion seats.
It depends. If it was an expensive theater, maybe, but I'm sure a lot of poor people probably put these on too.
Yep. So. And then also, do you remember that during Shakespeare, that all the actors were actually men?
Yes. They would play women.
They would play women.
Because I guess women were not deemed good enough. But because
they were in all the kitchens making all the sandwiches.
And even while playing WoW and it being Shakespeare, and I actually kept along with the story.
Yeah.
And that's what I read on Wikipedia when I went into... Well, I had to fill in the blanks.
Right, right.
So,
and I think the one thing that we did miss was that Hamlet's uncle, poisoned his dad by pouring the poison
in his ear. I was like, why would you pour poison in somebody's ear?
Because they're asleep. They're like asleep. And you just walk by and just like, you just pour it right in the ear and you just walk out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of waking him up and trying to pour it down his throat.
So,
It's like squirting it up somebody's butt.
It's actually an interesting story. I'm going to pretend like you didn't even say that. It's actually an interesting story. And I actually enjoyed reading the Wikipedia about it. I think a modern... I would like to know. I need to Google this. If they have a modern day Hamlet movie.
They do, with Patrick Stewart.
Like an actual movie. It's is it like... Shakespearean language, or is it like modern language? I mean, like modern language.
Hold on, Hamlet. Oh man, because it came out in 1996.
Oh, okay. It's probably not Shakespeare then.
Oh no, sorry. Hold on.
No, because I saw one of him, and he looked even younger than he did in Hamlet, like the Hamlet that we
I'm trying
saw.
To find the one that he was in. Was it 1990?
Just look at IMDb. Yeah, 1996. Kenneth Branagh.
Well, that's not the one with Patrick Stewart. One of them had Patrick Stewart in it.
I want to see that one though, because that's like, ooh, it has Billy Crystal in it and Judy Dench.
Oh, 2009. It was
Richard
a BBC.
Attenborough.
BBC. And it was,
I want to see this one.
That one's, you want to see which one?
It's the one 1996.
1996?
Yeah.
Is that
it's
the one?
7.7 out of 10.
Is what?
On IMDb. It's 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
In 96.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, look. We can watch it on Prime Video.
Look at that.
For free.
For free.
And it's 242 minutes, Renee.
Can we watch half and then watch half a different time?
Babe, 242 minutes. That's 4 hours. We just watched one that was 4 hours. Which one are you talking about? You talking about?
The one with Kenneth Branagh. Hold on.
Yeah, babe. That's 4 hours. Come on.
We don't have to watch it. We can watch like an hour, like a week or something.
Who is Kenneth Branagh anyway?
He's a good actor. He's played and Richard Attenborough.
Ooh,
he's played in a lot.
He was in Henry VIII also.
Yeah, Richard Attenborough. Richard Attenborough's the dude in Jurassic Park. He was the old dude in Jurassic Park.
Dude, come on.
I'm not saying
200. Okay, we sure we can do it.
Oh yeah, he was Thor.
Who was Thor?
No, he wasn't Thor, but he was the director of Thor.
Richard Branagh was?
Yes, that's what every studio said.
Really? He directed Thor?
Hold on.
No way. He didn't direct Thor.
Maybe it's a different Thor.
Yeah, maybe it's a different Thor.
Yeah, it's not it's not the Thor.
Oh, so it's like the old school Thor, like the Greek movie Thor, right?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I'm not seeing it. I don't think he was. I think we're taking the wrong one.
Okay.
But anyway, so Hamlet. Yeah, so it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
We're going to eventually watch the other movie that's 4 hours long, but I bet it's more interesting to us.
No. I want to watch the one from 2009 that was on the BBC television. It was a TV movie.
Okay, all right.
It was a TV movie. And Hamlet is played by David Tennant.
Oh, that's Doctor Who.
Yep. So I kind of want to see that.
Okay, that's true.
So that's the one where
and
Patrick
good.
Stewart is playing his dad. So I kind of want to see that one, man. I'd rather watch that one.
Okay.
Because actually, this is how it happened. So all I was right. talking to Alakaz, and he was so on Friday he sent me a IM in WoW and said, "Hey, what you doing?" And I was like, "Watching Hamlet with Pat." He was like, "Which one?" And I said, "The one with Patrick Stewart." He was like, "Oh, that's the one with David Tennant." And I was like, no. and I was like, "This mug," I said, "this is the hardcore one. It's like 4 hours long."
How long is the one with the...
with David Tennant?
Yeah.
It is only an hour. It is 3 hours.
So they cut a lot out. So they cut some out.
That one's 3 hours.
So they cut some out.
I guess so, man.
So they're all long.
Yeah. So basically, this one is a modern spin on Shakespeare's Hamlet. Actually, the one that's 242 minutes is longer than the one that we watched, because that one was 227 minutes.
Right.
So, yeah.
So Hamlet. So we watched that.
And so that's why we didn't watch Outsourced.
Yeah. And I'm not too sad about it, I have to admit. But maybe.
So could... you know, there's a couple ways we can do it. I can say by proxy, you watched Outsourced.
Sure. No, I watched the movie.
We're doing a lot of proxy stuff lately.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Roll them up, babe. Roll them. Shake them up. Shake them up. Shake them up. Shake them. 61 is going to be Brick.
Brick.
Yep. Brick. Teenage loner Brandon Frey navigates his high school's intense social network to discover a killer's identity after his secret crush is murdered. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Is that one of those little teen thriller things?
I don't know. You put it on here.
I did?
Yep.
Maybe it was a recommendal.
I'm pretty sure it was a recommendal. Because it's like something Nicole would watch. You know, because it has social media and...
So maybe we'll watch that Friday. We'll put it on Friday while we're playing games or something. Or we'll just pop it in Friday.
And plus it's an independent movie as well.
Oh. Support indie.
Indie movies, yeah, baby. And then, so... We already talked about Hamlet, and you have some news about J.J. Abrams.
I do. I was excited about this news. It appears that J.J. Abrams has teamed up with Valve in the early idea stages of Half-Life and Portal movies.
Well,
I'm so excited.
Now, I have to say, and you know I'm about getting ready to go with this.
I know. It's fine.
I don't understand the hype around J.J. Abrams. There is extreme amount of hype. You know, I think I'm just one of those people that don't really understand why some people get hyped. But I will say, I do get hyped about Joss Whedon.
Okay, well then, there you go. Maybe some people feel about him like you feel about Joss Whedon. You ever thought about that?
But come on. You got Joss Whedon, J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams did a really good job with the first 13. Star Trek or whatever.
Well, he did all right, you know. But, I mean, come on now. Joss Whedon, J.J. Abrams. Joss Whedon.
I'm not saying you can compare them.
I mean, come on.
And plus, he did Lost, and a lot of people love Lost.
No, well, until the end.
He did Armageddon, and you love Armageddon.
Yeah. That's because Bruce Willis was in there.
And, Fringe.
And Liv.
You love Fringe.
No, we haven't watched Fringe, Renee.
Oh.
Liv Tyler was also in Armageddon. Fringe. Liv Tyler was in Armageddon.
Yes.
Liv Tyler.
What about Brian? I've heard that was good. Look at all this stuff. Felicity. Okay. All
right. So I liked Felicity. Here's my thing.
That was my thing.
Now, in a way, I like Liv Tyler.
You just like her lips.
I love her lips. And here's here's the creepy thing. Because her freaking dad has the same lips, man. So does that
mean... But they look better on her.
They look better on her. So does that mean that I'm in love with Steve Tyler's lips also?
Yes, you are, but on a female.
Oh, God.
So, mark this day. JJ Valentine is in love with Steven Tyler's lips. I'm going to tweet this right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
You tweet that. I'm gonna put out the recording of us singing.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You said you deleted it.
You tweet it. I will put up. So I will put us out singing.
I hate you.
That's only for folks that listen to the show. Damn it.
So yeah. So I'm not as I mean, I'm happy it's J.J. Abrams because I've seen his stuff before, but I'm more happy that they're doing a Half-Life and Portal movie. I have not finished Half-Life. I've played through probably the first hour of Half-Life, but it's really fun, and I beat both portals. Beat both portals,
mm-hmm.
And it was really good.
So, and you have like the coasters.
The coasters, the portal coasters. Shirt. I am a big fan. The socks.
You have the socks.
I'm a big fan of Portal.
And you have a shirt.
I do.
And what else do you have? What else did I give you Portal like? Maybe I need those socks are freaking sexy.
Well, maybe I put them on for you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on.
As long as you put it on with the,
baby.
You should put on your Forever Lazy and then put the socks over the Forever Lazies.
How sexy would that be?
So, I have a question for our live studio audience. And also our listeners. So, you know, Renee and I are huge proponents for the Forever Lazies. And we get them from Woot when they go on sale. What would you guys think? I was talking to Renee. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we do some kind of contest and we bought some extra Forever Lazies and give them away on the show?
I mean, they're a very, very useful article of clothing.
Right.
So I don't see why anybody would be upset that they got Forever Lazy.
Because
they should be thanking us.
Because I'll tell you now, when they went on sale again, Renee and I bought two more.
Yes. Because if one's dirty, we'll still have one to wear.
Right.
And that is not weird. at all.
That is not weird
and
at all.
And if one starts to get worn out, we will buy more.
Yep. Yep.
They go on sale again. And that's like my most favorite article of clothing. It's really
so
disturbing.
Tweet us, email us, leave a voicemail, or say in the chat room if you'd be interested in something like that. Because if they go on sale again, which I have a feeling they may, I would totally like to buy a few and be able to give them out because they're wonderful. All right. And then New Girl was freaking, the last two New Girls were amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And
especially the one before last. Oh,
they were amazing. And I have to say, and I know Renee agrees with me, that the last one was the best one of all.
The one before last was the best.
No, the last one was the best. Well, okay.
Well, apparently I do not agree.
Okay,
with
well,
you.
We don't agree. So why was the last one, why was the one before last?
Because
the best
of
one?
What happened.
Oh, because of what happened.
I mean, okay. No, that spoiler. Made the entire show mm-hmm. for me.
Well, you know what?
It was, oh, my
so God. This is kind of like putting Woo. The egg before, because what happened before the first one? No, was it? Oh, yes. The one before. That was the one where I got. So that was my favorite one because I got to see Zooey Deschanel.
Boobs.
Boobs and her bra for half the show.
Yeah. That so nice. If you want to see Zooey Deschanel in a beautiful white and purple bra, that bra was hot yep. to trot. You can go see the New Girl that came out, not the last one, but the one before that.
Yeah, she. Yeah, it
I mean,
was awesome.
She's a really cute girl.
She is, and her bra was pretty.
And her bra matched her tights.
They did.
I was like, how?
I wasn't looking at the tights.
I know, but I guess I look at the whole outfit. She was wearing a pink tutu and purple tights,
yep.
and it was really cute.
Yep.
So New Girl, that is. It ranks up there among my favorite shows. It's so close. I don't even know.
And okay, so let me wind it back a little bit. I didn't. That was my favorite just because of that. It was my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Because
everything else, but I'll just say that was a nice bonus. And I don't say that often about actresses
yeah.
and stuff like that. You know, because that's usually not my thing. But there are certain actresses that I think that are cute, like Liv Tyler and Zooey Deschanel and
yeah.
and Renee.
I love how I came third in that list. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
I should have been first.
It was by
married me.
It was by acting skills, babe.
That was horrible. So another television show that made my sister cry.
Yep. And made
and
a lot of people cry.
Almost and pretty much made me cry. American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Kim did not watch it because she thought it was just like meh.
Yep.
But then I was like, Kim, the boys are so good this year. You
right.
have to watch this. So she came over and we set her and we went through all the clips from group night and all this stuff so she could see all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one. His name is Lazaro.
Yep.
I've talked about him before, but he is a contestant and he has an extremely horrible stutter. Like mm-hmm. it's 10 bajillion times worse than mine. But he gets up in front of millions of people and sings. And mm-hmm. he, and only people who stutter know the type of courage that takes. That is, I would never, ever get up there. And so his courage, it really touched me. And I touched Kim too, and he's a fighter, and mm-hmm. and he has the voice of a freaking angel.
Yeah, he does.
So he is my favorite.
Yep.
And then
even around American Idol, I know a lot of people are like, meh, it has Nicki Minaj on there. And I'm not a huge Nicki Minaj fan. I think
I
we even
either.
Talked about it on the show where we were like, man, we're not going to watch American Idol because Nicki Minaj, mm-hmm. meh.
I was like, meh, as soon as I heard it was her. I was like, really? Her?
But
really?
We have to admit, Nicki Minaj is pretty doggone funny on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not her. Yeah, she's real.
Goofy.
She's goofy.
Yeah.
And it's not like stupid goofy either.
It's like fun. Like, I would love to hang out with her.
Right.
I would love to chill out with her. She would make me laugh. I could just tell.
As long as she doesn't play her music.
Yeah, just don't play your music when I'm hanging out with you and we're all good.
Right, right, right.
But other than that, I would love to just chill out with the Minaj. So it's a really good show. The girls are coming up next week, so we'll see.
Are you feeling kind of
meh
about
the girls?
About it a
we'll
bit.
See. Mm-hmm. They might have some amazing girls that
yep.
make me excited. But meh.
Yep.
And I finished the game.
Didn't run a man. Go, 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 go. Renee finished the game. What game was that?
Tomb Raider anniversary. Yay.
Yep. So it's, that was the one you bought on Steam probably like 2 months ago. No.
Yeah. It's the remake of Tomb Raider 1 because Tomb Raider 1 is horrible to play. So anniversary makes it very, very doable. And Jay thinks I spent more time with Laura than with him.
She did. And it's okay. I mean, I think Laura reminds you of, Zooey Deschanel.
She does not, but Laura is amazing. Yeah. So,
or maybe she reminds you of Angelina Jolie.
No, she doesn't. She must be a Laura. Laura must be a Laura. So, yeah. My next Tomb Raider game is going to be Tomb Raider 2, which I beat a long, long, long time ago, 1997. Or it was probably 98 when I finished it. But, I haven't played in a while, but I'm not going to be playing that for a while.
Yep.
But, so that's my next one. And, Jay, I already mentioned that we play some BioShock.
Play some BioShock.
Do you have anything more to say about BioShock?
No, I mean, it's a great game. I'm actually playing BioShock is getting me kind of excited to play about Dead Space.
And I'm having super fun with BioShock. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I do. So every time I get to a hackable safe or a hackable something, I immediately save right before it.
Okay.
And then I switch to the mouse and keyboard. Because he taught me it's way easier.
Mouse keyboard is always better.
And then if I mess up, I just reload.
So I don't even do that.
I do because I don't want to lose any money or any help. But,
you know, if I can't hack it the first time, I use a first aid kit and keep going.
No.
Why not?
Because what if I need that first aid kit later?
I'm pretty sure. Well, if you need a first aid kit, don't hack it.
No, I want to hack it. I just...
Don't you wish life could be like that?
I do.
Don't you wish you could just save right before a decision and then you could just roll it back? That would be horrible.
That wasn't a right decision to make. Maybe I shouldn't have.
Maybe I shouldn't have said yes. Jay's an asshole. It'd be like 40 years down the road.
That would be awesome. I wish I could do that.
You'd be digging through the trash. Where's that memory card at? I knew I stored that somewhere that had that old save on it.
Hopefully you keep saves for like 8 to 10 years.
You know what
I'm saying? That's what I would need.
Didn't you have like the old card from the old gaming system?
I still
system?
Have it, yeah.
But it wouldn't work. You'd be like, damn it, I got to go on eBay and buy the old system so I can go back to my old save.
It's pretty sad. So I loved BioShock. I'm in the middle of the Neptune something, the second area.
That one's really good. I really like that
Yeah,
one.
It's fun.
Renee's an evil person.
Yeah, I am harvesting the little sisters.
Yeah.
Take that. I mean, and I'm perfectly fine with it. I have no qualms. Mm. They aren't human.
Yes, they are human.
Jay's a softy.
They are human.
Jay's a softy, and he's saving
them. I have a conscience, Renee. I have a conscience. And
so I'm harvesting
them. When I
no
save
qualms.
Them, you see that they're human.
And they're they're not human when I kill them. So
they are human.
So, Borderlands 2, we played all day. I don't have too much more to say except that I want to play some more this weekend.
Yeah.
Or this week or whatever. And, I am loving the Necromancer. That is my favorite. She is adorable.
Yep.
Her little sayings are awesome. And I don't think I'll be playing any other class because she's the best.
Yep.
So take that.
Yeah, I'll probably play a couple more classes and stuff like that, but I absolutely love the Necromancer as well. And also, playing the Necromancer, I would say, is probably like the equivalent of setting difficulty to easy.
Yeah. Because you get a little pet kind of thing, and it's awesome. I have, in the talent tree, I have the one where, was it Best Friends Forever or something like that?
Right.
And so, it's pretty fun.
And I have the one where he does like his special ability where he does like a helicopter type attack. And
So there's two of us in there and we're ripping things apart.
And then when he gets stuck in that one animation, he goes,
he makes this loud noise. It sounds like a helicopter that would be right over your house.
And it's like, really, it's so I want you to go away. Really, just go away, please.
So it's a weird bug. Mine doesn't do it, but his does.
Well, because mine has that attack. Special attack.
Right. And as I've already talked about, I played Ni No Kuni. I'm not going to get into two more of that. Yeah. But, and then
I picked up a game this past weekend that was on sale called Test Drive Unlimited 2, which I wished I had read a little bit more about, but I'm still having fun. This game was put out by Atari. So Atari went bankrupt. So there's no support for it. So it's kind of up and down type of hill battle, getting it to play. And then when it finally does play, it's pretty cool. So basically it's kind of just I don't know why I get into these, but it's a racing game. And pretty much I'm living in Miami. And my job is to go win these races and to move my way through the ranks. And, I mean, it's pretty fun. I get to drive around Miami, and there's some cool cars and stuff like that. And I'm using my Xbox controller. So when Renee's playing, like, some Ni No Kuni and stuff like that, I can just come in here and drive around Miami and do some races and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear and I'm like, okay.
I have to watch it sometimes because then when I go get in the truck, I want to be like, meh.
I know. And he presses the gas down and we're like,
yep. And then, you know, and then it even warns you, said, hey, this is a game. You know, when you go out, don't drive like this, which I don't. And then picked up another game on the iOS that I've heard people talking about called Pixel People.
Okay, and this is what Jay does. Oh, Renee, I wish you were playing this game. Yeah, it'd be so awesome if you played this game. And I'm like, get that plate and wait away from me because you know how I am.
I was like, it's so cute. Look, you get to splice people together and make new people. It's kind of like Doodle God.
It's called Pixel People. And yeah, it's like Doodle God, but it's easier.
Right. But you have to admit, though, it's like, and you said this earlier, it's very hands on. And you have to be attentive to it. And I think that's almost a turnoff a little bit. Because it requires mm-hmm. so much. It's not like Tapped Out where, you know, you can do something and then set it for like 2 hours or something right. like that. But it could be the first stages, you know, because even with Tiny Tower and stuff like that, you had to kind of babysit it for the first little bit, you know. And then also this past week, I was, my eyes were open to a indie Canadian group that I've never heard of before, named Tegan and Sarah.
And I've heard of them probably from Morning Stream, I think I heard of them.
Right, and they had a new album, I think came out like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. called Heartthrob, and it was on Amazon for $5. And I really liked the album, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm really digging it. And when I had mentioned on Twitter, should I get it, and everybody was like, yes. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people were like, yes, get it. And apparently they've been out for a very long time, you know, and I mean, I've enjoyed the album, and that's the thing I've been listening to for the past Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even today.
Yeah, I like their sound. Yep. It's something different, you know. I yep. like finding things I didn't know about before. So,
and a special shout out to our friend Kara for hooking us up.
Kara, you're hot. Yep.
Thank you, Mercy Medical. You're awesome.
She's my hair partner because she and I both have good intentions of wearing our hair down to work.
Uh-huh.
But about 5 minutes in, we're like, oh, I'm not doing this, and we put it back in the ponytail.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know. I like that I get to, when you do wear your hair down, I get to see it more than everybody else. So I enjoy having that. All right. That was our weekend media, and we're going to jump right into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So week 32 weight loss update, which I was kind of going into at the beginning of the show.
I don't know why. He's such a weirdo.
This week was a huge week for me. I lost 5.2 pounds this week.
What? Say what?
I don't think I've lost that much weight in a long time.
That's awesome. You did a great job.
And so I'm down for a total of 82.8 pounds. And Renee, you lost
2.4 pounds this week.
Yep.
And I am, and Jay zoomed past me to take the lead. I have lost 80.8 pounds. So
that was a total for 7.6, and the grand total that we've lost together is 163.6 pounds.
That's almost a me.
And you know,
it's getting close to being a me.
And you know, you never thought about the ranking in the group until someone says something in Citadel Cafe last week.
I'm just teasing now. No, I'm serious. Cause I hate competition. So I'm stating it right now. I'm totally teasing when I mention any kind of competition. Cause if you start taking it seriously, I'm just going to quit. Cause you know how I do.
The only card game we can get Renee to play is Munchkin. It's hard for me to get her to play spades or anything like that. We went to go visit my mom and sister. They wanted to play spades, and I think Renee was worried about competition.
Oh no! And I was like, please, I don't want to play spades, please.
I don't understand why.
I used to play, and when I overbid or I didn't get my books, I felt devastated.
But it's a team thing. So.
No, but it was. But when I did it, I was like, I let my team down. It was horrible.
We will talk about. Men's.
Yeah. So I don't like competition. I'm better when it's one on one, but I don't like it as much.
Well, either. You like it when you're being mean to other people too.
Like what?
When playing Munchkin.
Oh yeah, that's different for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And then. So, did you get the Frog Pants total, or did you get distracted?
No, I didn't get the Frog Pants total. I got distracted by, but I would have rather done the singing than add up Frog Pants. All right, so
because we spent 30 minutes singing before the show, we didn't get a chance to do the Frog Pants one. And then also, I tried a new recipe last week, and that recipe was a low-fat chicken and dumplings in a crock pot.
Crock pot.
So I put a link in the show notes. And Renee, what were your thoughts on the chicken and dumplings?
It was easy.
Uh huh.
And
you mean it was easy? Awesome. Of course it was easy, because you just sat back and I cooked it.
I helped. I helped a little bit, and it's really good. You just throw a bunch of stuff in the crock pot and let it cook for 5 hours, and right. Then you have awesome. Meal, and Jay had it with mashed potatoes.
Yep, I did.
And it was so amazing. So good. It might be able to be made gluten free.
I'm pretty sure.
If you just kind of work around with it, the biscuits might be kind of tough.
No, I think people can do that.
Yeah. So,
you know, I think people, if they want, I mean, they can make their own dumplings.
You can modify this.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's something I'll definitely be having in the future, especially on a really cold day. That's so good.
And for Spurge Day Monday
today,
which was today because it's our weigh-in day.
It is.
Renee last week, she initially wanted fajitas, and then I think around Friday she was like, she had changed her mind to the pizza sliders. So we went to Pizza Hut and we got the pizza sliders. And we talked about it earlier and everything. And they were good.
They were adorable and cute.
Yep.
It was the equivalent of eating 3 pieces of pizza, which is probably more than I should have. Mm-hmm. 2 actually, would have been good for me. Yeah. They're pizza sliders. They're like little mini pizzas.
Yeah. They're
like the size.
Red Baron did them. Yeah. I mean, it's the pizza bites.
They're like the size of like a.
The pizza
baseball,
bites that you can buy in the frozen area.
Yeah. But they're so good. And you, oh my gosh. Because I love the butteriness of Pizza Hut's crust.
Right. Right.
So I enjoyed my Splurge Monday. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jerry.
And then yesterday, I baked tilapia and we made some vegetables and stuff like that. And I think, you know, we cooked a little bit more this week and everything else. And I noticed. Before this past week that my weight loss I felt like I was plateauing. I'm starting to plateau. Like I could see it on the horizon. And then.
I don't think so, but I keep going. I just want to give you my skeptical look.
And the reason I think is just because I think that, you know, before when we first started off, we were cooking a lot. We were making chicken. We were pretty much eating chicken salad and vegetables. Right. And then we changed that and we were going more low-cal type dishes where it was pretty much it was sort of processed a little bit, or like the burritos.
Everything was pretty much
and
processed.
Plus it was winter. I felt lazy. I didn't feel like cooking.
Right.
And I was A-okay. But I think with the weather getting better, I think I'm feeling the whole cooking thing again. So I'm gonna start, you know, getting back to cooking. And And we talked about that a little bit, you know, having, you know, chicken and all that other great stuff. So, yeah. All right. Do you have anything else in food, babe?
I love food. Up. That's it. Valentine's.
Odds and ends. I like how you answered that because you answered that like a kid that was talking in class and your teacher asked you something. You had to make up something real quick. And I think you did that because you thought I was calling you out for typing to the chat room, which is perfectly fine.
Okay. I'm doing my job of keeping people entertained and involved.
And smack that mic one more time if you want.
That was probably really loud too.
You dropping the mic like the Pope.
The Pope. Oh, I guess we can talk about the Pope. I don't even have this on the show notes, but
you know,
no.
Well, everybody knows
the Pope resigned. First yep. Pope to do that in 600 years.
Yep. And
lots of Pope joke today made me really laugh.
So this Renee, I love Renee because there's not a lot of things that make Renee laugh constantly. During the election time, the one thing was the binders full of women.
I laughed at all the binder full of women jokes. They were so funny.
And it was just like, I was just surprised at how much she laughed at these jokes, and she was going on it for a good week. And I think we found something now, which is the Pope jokes.
The Pope jokes are so funny to me, especially the one like, on the notes of the morning stream.
Yep.
Scott wrote the Pope. Drops the mic and walks out or something.
The Pope resigns and he drops the mic on the stage or something like that.
And that was so funny.
Right.
That was great.
And, you know, and I understand that from what I understand, most of the time when people would go into office as the Pope, mm-hmm. when they would be called into that, they would be there for life. And I think a person... I'm not Catholic, you know, nor is Renee. But I feel like a person that gets chosen to be in leadership has the wisdom to know if they have the ability to carry on that job.
Because if he can't get up and give speeches right. and all that, I mean, people have lived with popes who haven't done that because they right. get sick. But I think he wants... Right. To, you know, right. have the people have a Pope who's able to do those things.
Right. And I respect the office of the Pope and those folks and stuff like that and for what they do and everything and what they mean. And I just remember at the end of Pope John Paul II, when, you know, towards the end of his tenure before he passed mm-hmm. away, that it was, you know, you can kind of see it wearing on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think when we start getting in religion that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about too much.
Not too much. That I think some people may have worshipped him more yeah. than what he may have even wanted. And I think that's where Pope Benedict may be doing the same thing where he's the kind of like, you know, he doesn't want to become. You know, the focus all on him and just because he's not making the speeches and stuff like that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah. So, right so, so they have like a month to find a new Pope. And and that's really short because I remember when he was elected Pope, I was almost done with college.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened.
Man, he didn't last long, did he? So I wonder who they're going to pick now.
Right.
I sent them a message on Twitter and said, hey, Vatican, just a tip. You might want to get somebody younger next time if you want them to stay around a little longer.
Wait a minute. So
just tip. No, so I didn't actually tweet at the Vatican.
I'm like, babe, don't do that.
I didn't. But I figured that they might run across my tweet. So I just
right.
thought I'd put it out there for them.
Okay. So for birthdays this past week, we don't have any this week. Except there's going to be an awesome Valentine's Day on Thursday.
We do have birthdays. I have two birthdays
Paul.
That was last week.
That was last week.
And then we have another one for this week.
Oh, okay. Who do we have for this week?
Well, last week was Paul Sampang, who we didn't mention because we didn't know it was his birthday. Mm-hmm. Paul S&D, we met him in Nerdtacular.
We did.
He was a fan a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he still listens or not, but I hope he does. And my cousin Devonna's birthday is on Sunday. Ooh, my sister's flying in for it. Happy birthday, Devonna. Oh, and she's going to send us an invitation, by the way. She let me know.
Huh?
She's having some birthday thing. But anyway.
Is it going to be the little kids there?
I hope not. and as you all know, it is that time of the year.
Yep. It is Black History Month. And today's lesson for you. If you missed the show last week, I'm doing a little segment during Odds and Ends where we're talking about famous black people in Canada. Because I give our Canadian brothers and sisters a hard time of not having black people up there. But to educate myself, thanks to our good friend, I forgot to mention this last week, Bacon Way.
Yes.
For hooking me up.
You didn't think her?
I did on Citadel Cafe.
Mm.
So Barb, thank you for giving us this link on famous black Canadians.
Sorry, I was laughing at something totally different. I was laughing at what my mom said on your weight loss update.
Okay. So this week on the this week in black history in Canada, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about Anderson Abbott. Anderson Abbott was born in Toronto. He came from a wealthy family that owned about 50 properties in the city. So in Toronto. In 1861, Abbott was licensed as the first Canadian black doctor in Canada. He went on to serve in a segregated regiment in the American Civil War effort and then as a surgeon in Washington, D.C. Perhaps his most notable patient was the dying President Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh.
So he was there when...
Imagine the pressure.
I know.
And then your patient dies. But he was shot pretty bad.
But he wasn't the only surgeon there. There were nine doctors there.
That makes sense. It's the president.
Right. So there were nine doctors there, and he was one of them.
Mm.
Eventually, Abbott came back to Canada, moving to Chatham, Ontario, where he was appointed coroner for Kent County. He also advocated for integrated schools. So, Anderson Abbott, this is how it happened. Abbott was among the group who stood vigil in Peterson House over the mortally wounded Lincoln in April 1865. And Abbott kept minutes recording Lincoln's conditions through the night before his death on April 15th. Mary Todd Lincoln later presented Abbott with the plaid shawl that Lincoln had wore in his 1861 inauguration. And then when he was appointed, when he became an advocate for integrated schools, he was in a debate between W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington over social change. He was siding with Du Bois. For you folks that may not know, W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington are also famous black folks from America. Abbott believed that black access to the higher education was essential and should not be compromised. Believing that blacks would be culturally assimilated, Abbott wrote, It is just as natural for two races living together on the same soil to blend as it is for the waters of two rivers tributaries to mingle. With Canada's black population on a decline, which gives proof to why I say there's not a lot of black people up there, he thought this was especially true in his own country and wrote, by the process of absorption and expatriation, the color line will eventually fade out in Canada. I guess when all the black people leave, it will fade. No, just joking with my Canadian brothers.
I know. We love our Canadian peeps.
We do.
We have a lot of Canadian listeners. It's really
odd. We do. And we definitely thank you all for your support. So, again, that was Anderson Abbott is the first black Canadian doctor.
Yep.
That was licensed.
I love learning.
So.
Learnings.
All right. And then
We have personalities.
We have personalities. So there was a conversation that came up on Twitter. I'm not even sure.
Mercy,
Kara, and mm-hmm. Jason were talking.
Yep.
And they said they were INTJ.
Yeah, it was like a really rare personality type.
Right,
right. And I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, I've heard of this test.
So that led Renee and I to take the Myers-Briggs test.
Yep.
And so we have our results here. And we also shared this on Twitter if you followed us. But it looks that I am a ESFJ, which is an extroverted sensing, feeling, and judging person. And my percentages, I wish that I had kept.
Oh, I can give somewhere. Them to you real quick.
But I have them right here. So I was 11% extrovert, 12% sensing, 50% feeling, and 33% judging. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in the extrovert and sensing, I was just slightly. You know,
right.
You know, I have a slight preference to being an extrovert over mm-hmm. introvert, and then using sensing over intuition, and I do a lot of feeling
right.
instead of thinking, and I do judging over perceiving. And then the name that my portrait is given is called the caregiver, and I was excited for you to do it so that you can read it, because I've done this before.
Right.
And I've read the description. So what were you, Renee?
I was ISFJ, introverted sensing, feeling, judging.
Right.
And for me, my percentages, and I just had them, but I lost them, darn it. Oh, well. There was a lot in, here I am. I am 44% introvert, 38% sensing, 75% feeling, and 22% judging. And when I looked at the traits of an ISFJ, mm-hmm. I was blown away. They nailed like 95%
right.
was so me. Mm-hmm. And they even told me stuff about me that I didn't even totally realize. I was like, oh, yeah, I yep. could do that.
Yep.
So, and I can't remember which one blew me away. I think I told you which one.
It was about the feeling when you would know how people would feel,
uh-huh.
but you wouldn't say anything.
Right.
Because you didn't want to deal with conflict.
Yeah. So
unless it got to a point where it had to be said.
Yep. And I remember things well that are important to my value
right.
system. So if it means a lot to me, I remember it in tons of detail. But if it doesn't mean it just goes one ear out the other.
I love this one. ISFJs have a rich inner world that is not usually obvious to observers. They constantly take in information about people and situations that is personally important to them and store it away.
Yep.
Which you constantly do. It's like when someone says something, you just kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the personality thing, because you cared about Kara, Jason, and what they were talking
right.
about, and our friends on there, you're like, what is that? And then all of a sudden you immersed, you know, yourself into what is this Myers-Briggs and everything else. I've heard about it. I want to know more about it.
Right.
And then you jumped into it, which goes on to say that. And
I like, and I love that. And it's weird that just from answering 72 things that my personality is laid out there better than any zodiac psychic
well,
could do.
Well, you know the whole zodiac thing kind of.
I know it's not true. But
science!
It's all about science!
Science!
People are really predictable, I guess.
Right. And
think
I really,
about it.
You know, I really enjoy learning that. And I think we talked about this. I think maybe a month ago where we talked about love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the five love languages that people have? And,
right.
And we took the test for that to see what our love languages were.
Yeah.
And it kind of went into.
I love psychology.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Right. And my news today, my daughter, she got the okay or. The what you call it to say she can take AP stats.
Yay. And that's awesome.
So she sent me a text. She was asking me if she should take AP stats or pre-cal. And I was like, well, which one do you think you're going to use most? And she's thinking about going into psychology, you know, psychotherapy. And I was like, and they recommend AP stats for, you know, psychotherapy. Right. I was like, that's no brainer. Go for that one.
Yeah.
You know, and because I think if she goes to college and everything, or when she goes to college, I don't even think she'll be taking calculus for that, if I'm thinking correctly.
Did I take calculus?
I don't think she will.
I took calculus. Did
well,
I?
If it's calculus, it's probably the first one and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going to be like going through engineering type course and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, with the AP classes, she'll be able to take tests to where she can probably get college credit and not have to take those courses when, you know, she goes to college. So congratulations to you. I love
Congrats.
You.
Congrats.
Yep. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
You weren't even, you could have been playing that already.
I can put it to the middle. Like this.
That's cheating, though.
Is that cheating?
You don't cheat. But if you want to cheat and send us an email, I'm as bad at transitioning as Jason. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And our Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
If you want to call us, you can reach us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio. You can also find us on BlackBerry Podcast app. And we're just everywhere out there. Yeah.
Who listens to the podcast on their BlackBerry?
I do.
You listen to the podcast on your BlackBerry podcast.
Well, our podcast sometimes on the BlackBerry.
Why?
App. Just because. Because I'm weird.
It's just you. I don't think anybody else does.
That's fine.
But I loved having the show with you today.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, follow me on Twitter.
Oh, you aren't done.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And if you want to follow Renee on Twitter, that is The Ice Flow. TheIceFlow. Thank you, Pretty Lights, for letting us use your music for intro and outro. And I love doing a podcast with you too, babe.
Oh, thanks. Sorry for interrupting you. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. I mean, I kind of threw it off by talking about all the places that people can find us.
Right.
Chat room. Thank you all for coming out. People on your pod balls.
That sounds very dirty, but I think I like it.
On your pod listening devices. Thank you for listening. Hey, we've got to talk about your star rewards.
Hey, we'll talk about that next week.
All right. That's going to be awesome because
yeah,
I'm really excited about that one item. That we're going to get.
That's going to get used twice a year.
No, it's not. Because I'm going to buy some attachments for it.
That sounds so dirty.
I know. We really just setting it up for next week.
Oh, and I want to say hi to the latecomers in the chat room.
What we got?
Old Man Franks came in.
What up?
Tiffany 403.
Hey, you were here last week.
Hi, Tiffany. Sorry, we didn't see you at first. Rusting Willpower. Hi, Rusting Willpower.
What is
I love
going
you
on?
People. And ECM Knox came in to say hi. You all are amazing. Look
You're
at all the people.
Amazing.
I'm
Thank
about
you.
To cry.
Yeah, like she did when Lazarus sang.
Like I didn't do when Jay proposed to me.
Oh, and then fellas, go see Zooey Deschanel.
Boops.
Boop.